There are just under 29,000 people in Auburn, New York, but there are more than 63,000 crows. Now the city is trying to move those birds out. From member station WRVO, Sky Road has this audio postcard.
It's night four of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's campaign to scare the crows out of Auburn. The wind is high and the 60-degree temperature is downright balmy for January.
We'll just do a quick run down the arterial, down towards Columbus Street, where there's been a large roost in the softwoods.
Wildlife biologists Ken Prusser and Dan Morgan slowly cruise the streets in their green USDA truck. They peer up at the conifers, watching for movement in the trees and flapping swirls of crows. Auburn's roost is the largest in New York State. Experts say crows have wintered in the city for more than 100 years, and their population has grown steadily. Auburn is warmer than the countryside, and its brighter lights make predators easier to spot. And nobody has tried too hard to remove the birds, until now.
A bunch of them there.
Where are they?
They pull right down around the dead end there.
Morgan spots a few crows flying toward a dense stand of trees next to a factory. The branches are weighted down, dripping with thousands of birds tucked in for the night. Every tree is covered. Prusser plays a recording of a crow distress call.
The crow in distress tape first attracts the crows to the area that you're playing the tape. They're trying to locate the bird on the ground.
The crows rise up instantly. Thousands of them fill the sky and hover above the trees.
When they cannot find the bird on the ground, they typically leave the area.
Then Morgan fires two small pyrotechnics. They fizz up into the air, and the crows split into smaller groups to avoid them. The birds scatter quickly. Only a few remain in the trees. That's just what residents Tim Laird and Mike Lepick are hoping for.
You could walk across the parking lot and get hit or something on and off.
The birds were kind of a nuisance. There's bird dung everywhere. I mean, you had to watch where you walked. It wasn't a fun thing to have to watch over your shoulder every 5 seconds.
The effort to push the crows outside city limits appears to be working. Next Tuesday, scientists will survey the area and haze again if necessary. But the fix is only temporary. The crows and the scientists will probably be back in Auburn next winter. For National Public Radio, I'm Sky Road.